You know, there are just so many different areas in life that we can find very, very challenging. Some that are just downright seemingly impossible. Seemingly, I emphasize. And for change to take place, there's a lot required on our parts. I mean, and what's difficult for one person may be extremely difficult for someone else. The bottom line, though, is if the person wants to stop smoking, there are ways to help that person stop smoking so that they can become a non-smoker. There are ways to help a person get off drugs. There are ways to help a person stop being sexually promiscuous. There is change possible for people who are involved with any type of same-sex attraction. And Regina, you were mentioning that we do have people who have been engaged, involved in the homosexual lifestyle on some level or another, but they have changed. And when we say changed, are we talking about someone who was involved with bisexuality or homosexuality and they changed to the point where they actually stopped engaging in that sexual activity?
Absolutely. I have lots of friends and board members who live that lifestyle, some for 12, 15 years, and they decided that it was not what they wanted in their life. They were not happy. They'd been through two partners, three partners, whatever, and they wanted to find peace. They wanted to overcome the feelings that were controlling them. They weren't controlling their feelings and their behavior. So they sought help. If you go to PFOX and you click on video testimonies, and then if you go to the Safe Exit page, there's a 7-minute video of brief testimonies by 7 different people. These people are out of homosexuality. They're married. They know in their heart and in their mind that they have been healed. They're helping others. There is always hope. I had a gentleman email me who said, I'm an open gay man, but I went on your website, and then I listened to that 7-minute video, and for the first time, I heard answers, and I heard people who were living the life I was living, who struggled with the same issues I struggled, and they made it, and they shared that with me. Thank you and bless you. I want you to know it is possible. I am getting help. And that's the sole purpose of ministry and organizations like PFOC. We want people to know there's always hope. Always. You know, if God can create us, he can change us. I can't think of anything he can't do.
Now, that's such an excellent point, and especially for any of us who say we believe that there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
You know, It is so significant that you point out that so many, we're not just talking about two or three people over the course of the last 50 years. We're talking about quite a few people who have experienced change. And I'm wondering if some of that change had to do with some of those issues you were talking about before, the pain of rejection, the pain of their perception anyway, that they were not loved, the pain of having been labeled, et cetera. If they were able to get help with these underlying causes of the decision to go the homosexual way instead of remaining heterosexual, were they getting help with those underlying issues? And if so, is that what led to the eventual change in lifestyle, sexual lifestyle?
Absolutely. If you had a perception and you were wrong and you had these feelings and all of a sudden you realize that's not who I am, that's not what people thought, that I misunderstood, these people love me and care about me, and you're pursuing help from men and women who have come out of that lifestyle, change is always possible. Because we base our decisions on what? A thought process, but primarily on feelings, and feelings can and do change.
That is so encouraging. Ladies and gentlemen, I really want to encourage you. hold on to that hope, that very hopeful message that Regina just shared with us. Regina, if you would, tell them the website.
Yes, it's pfox.org, pfox.org. And when you get to the opening page, you'll see the link to the video testimonies, and then you'll see a link to Safe Exit, which has some Q&A on there. Lots of questions and answers, and these are live videos. These are men and women who walked away, whose lives have changed. They will provide you with hope, facts, and the truth.
Outstanding. You and I have agreed, Regina, I appreciate you so much for agreeing to do this, that we will get together again, and I think I'm probably correct in concluding that there are quite a few people who want to know the rest of the story regarding your son. We know that things were going one way for a while. Eventually, after you all got some information, you and your husband received some information as to what was happening with him, you all approached him. Finally, it was made clear he was indeed engaging in a homosexual lifestyle. The family talked, love flowed. When we get together again, could we talk some more about how change progressed in the Griggs household, while we also talk some more about other changes taking place within the non-heterosexual community?
Oh, absolutely. Would love to do it. We'll be happy to share, answer questions. You come up with time and let's work out the date, and you ask, I'll answer.
That's outstanding. I appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, there is hope. Even though there are many who say there is none, you decide for yourselves. Is there hope? Regina Griggs just shared with us very clearly, there is hope in this area of life if we'll just believe it and then reach for that hope. Allow ourselves to be helped by those who can help us. She was talking with us from the perspective of parents whose children have come out. She was also talking with us from the perspective of those who are engaging. Let some of life's best moments come through you as you reach out. Till next time.